Well, hello from the Reynolds family again. Here's Angela.
Hi.
Tell her what your mom and grandma want you to do today. What'd
you do today? Did you have fun today?
Have fun today.
And what did you do?
Make yourself and so.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Yes, Miss Grandma.
Angie, leave it up. Do you want Grandma and Grandpa to come see you?
Yeah.
How soon?
In my house.
You want them to come to your house?
Yeah.
Pretty soon?
Yeah.
Right away?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What will you do? Will you play with them when they come?
Yeah.
And will you be a good girl when they come?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, real good.
They
just might come on the airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like airplanes, don't you?
Yeah.
When are you going to quit drooling?
Are
you going to quit?
Yeah.
Right away?
Yeah.
Okay, is that a promise?
A promise.
Okay, what do you want for your birthday?
A Christmas tree.
You want a Christmas tree for your birthday?
Yeah.
No, what do you really want?
Santa.
Huh?
Toys. Grandpa, I need the Santa bring me toys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What about, do you need a mirror, like Mommy's new mirror? You stand in front of it all day long, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, tell him.
It says, I'm find a mirror like on my birthday. So I show it to him on my birthday. I should put it out.
Do you want a bracelet with your name on it?
Yeah. I still have a...
Get lost?
Yeah. I still
have
a shot. No.
And would you like some shelves for books in your room?
Yeah.
Will you tell them?
What about nursery school?
Nursery school.
You like to go to school?
I like to go to school, Grandpa and Mommy. Well, Grandma.
Well, say it costs too much money.
Grandpa? They come home, and they said Christmas Day.
Tell them about, no, this isn't Christmas Day.
Not Christmas Day. It says that Mary had a little lamb, a duck and deer, up a hill, with some pale water, put it on the bucket ground. Then came after.
What about Mary?
Then we had a little lamb and a little lamb. Pieces of white of snow. Everywhere, a lamb and snow.
Hey, that's the
first
time I heard her say it all. Count.
3, 4.
Oh, come on,
what?
Two. Okay,
four,
yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And what else?
1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8.
And what else?
Yeah.
Becky, do you have any thing to say on the microphone?
No, don't.
Well, wait a minute. Let's not fight. I'm trying to get Becky talk now. Quit pulling on my hands. Becky, say something.
Becky, say
hi.
Hi, Grandma.
Thank you.
Say, how are you?
Say, how are you?
Say, I big. And B.
Are you coming?
Are you coming, Phoebe?
No.
Are they going to come?
We come.
Good. Going to wear their jackets and go?
The door.
Are you going to open the door for them?
Open the door so we're all.
That
hurts. The door.
Let them come in.
The door.
The door.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bye.
A person so they come on the airplane. I'm an airplane. coming me.
Are you gonna go pick
him
up
there? Yeah. Yeah, Daddy and me, Becky.
Wow. What about your mom?
My mommy gonna invent like you do the sword that's fast. When day your daddy come home, a sword come home. Aren't you, Grandma?
Do you want Grandpa to send you a tape recording of his voice?
Yeah.
And maybe tape the duckies?
Yeah.
At the lake?
Yeah.
Do you remember those duckies at the lake?
What'd you do to them when you were with Grandpa? What'd you do to the ducks? Feed
them with the chips. Mm-hmm. Poo. Like that.
Yeah. Was it fun? How was thank you for taking me that day to the
thank you to the girl at MLZ. See the elephant too. Yeah. I'm stressed so fast.
Would you like to go?
You're just making noise.
Would you like to go to the zoo someday?
Yeah, myself. I drive a car by myself.
Would you like to see any particular animals at the zoo?
Yeah.
What do you want like to see?
Monkeys.
Oh, what else?
Animals too.
What kind do you have? You got a kind of animal you like that's in your puzzle.
Yeah.
There's two of them. What is it?
3, 4, 6, 7.
What about the?
Yeah. Hippopotamus.
What else would you like to see at the zoo? Snakes?
Yeah.
Giraffes?
Yeah.
Say giraffe.
Giraffe.
Frogs?
Frogs.
What about the seals?
Seals.
Where do the seals live?
In the waters.
Yeah. How about some fishies?
Fish in the water too.
What about the bears?
Bears
what
in
the...
And
what do bears do?
Rawr. Tiger. Say water.
Is Daddy a tiger sometimes?
Yeah.
What does Daddy put on?
What do I wear?
Tiger sock.
Tiger socks, yeah. Huh?
Say water.
Grandma gave those tiger socks to Daddy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, my dad's tiger. This is my dad tiger. My dad tiger. Socks.
Yeah.
I read in a book that kids
need. Yes, they forgive socks here too.
Angie, did we go out in the snow the other day?
Yeah.
Tell Grandpa about it, what we did.
Go in the snow a day outside. Out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just us.
And what did we do? Did we shovel snow in?
I'm shovel snow too, like my daddy.
Yeah. And do we, what?
What daddy do with the hammer?
Hammer.
Camera.
Don't knock your microphone again.
What daddy do with the
did,
camera?
Did I do anything with the camera? Tell Grandpa.
Give me a picture.
Hey, where are the pictures we took Christmas?
Oh, they're about ready to be
picked up. Dress. Fast.
She won't laugh anymore. Becky has mic fright. Okay, Angie, it's time to get ready for your bath.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, we're now in the shower area or the bathtub area. Oh, Becky! Becky's going to the bathroom on the floor. Really, I saw something happening there.
Hey, you want to go to the potty?
Yeah.
If she goes on the potty, we'll have a first time on tape. Go.
I think it's already gone. I think you were too late.
Sit down. Big girl.
Becky had an accident on the floor.
Really
It was on purpose, I suppose. Right on our bathroom rug. Fortunately, our lovely rug, you'll see it when you get up here. It's something we accepted with the house. It's just a sort of like a throw rug more than anything. It just fits the size of the floor. It's a red carpet. Now, Angie, quit kicking her.
Angie kicked her, Jan. You're not really sorry, though.
You just say it and you don't mean it. Mommy and Daddy are busy describing the water closet to Grandma. They're not interested in you.
Yeah.
You're not interesting.
Yeah.
And you're not either. Because you don't cooperate. Do you cooperate?
I'm cooperating.
She's pretty smart, really.
Yeah. Okay, but
did
Angie
she
get
the right endings on the words? I looked it up about speech patterns. I read it in the New Parents magazine. And she's doing very well, very, very well on her speech. Although, it's not good enough for us, but she's doing very well for 3-year-olds. And Beck's doing real well, too.
Good. Now, y'all splash around in there.
Jan's got my wool trousers on. I don't know if she's taking them in or not. I'm sure she must.
What are you saying? Gosh darn it. You tell him that your way is that when Angie...
You got
Angie,
stuff on the bottom on the back side.
Well, Angie and Becky and I, when we all weigh, all three of us together, weigh about 5 pounds more than mine. All three of us together, that is. And he says he wonders if I took them up.
Did I ever tell you why they got all the buttons on?
So you won't be pottying all the time, I guess.
No, so you can take them off faster.
Faster?
Yeah, in case the chip sinks.
How do you mean faster?
You can just yank on one corner and pull it, and they'll all unsnap and it'll go on top.
Well, how did you tell me that before? I've been doing every single
way. But you're not supposed to do that. You might be... Hey, quit, Angie, quit splashing her in the face. Now look here, you got her all wet.
It's against regulations to swim in your wool pants?
Yeah. Or you pull your pants off, I guess. Like that. But those are pretty dirty now. You're going to vacuum those off. Sit down, Becky.
Well, see, I took these great big dots from the sides.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's pretty creative, Jan, though, to use my Navy pants. And,
well, yes, but...
save some money on that.
Save some money we didn't have, and that new pants wasn't in the budget.
Okay. Becky, sit down.
How do I look?
Very attractive. Without hardly any clothes on. Come on, Jan. Calm down. I'm gonna censor this tape.
You better turn it off.
Angie, what are you doing with the soap? What? Make you clean, huh? Okay, Mama, you're gonna get yourself wet in that bathroom.
Where's Wash Hot? Look at Angie.
Right there.
She's lying down on the top because she thinks she did.
Watch out, Angie. Becky, sit down.
Get your big size 48 feet out of here.
Who are you talking to?
No, all three of you are so big it's going to be confusing. Not a very interesting taste. There's nothing happening.
There will be. Just have to wait a second. It doesn't take too long.
Okay, give me that towel.
Okay.
Well, look, there's already a hole in my robe.
Go ahead. Sit down, Becky.
I didn't do anything. It has nothing to do with me.
I'm swimming.
You're swimming?
Yeah.
Would you pick up that bag for me?
All right. Just a minute.
We're going to go.
I'm going to set the microphone down here.
Tomorrow.
Come here, Beck. Come on. Angie, you sit up. Becky, come on, get up. Come over here.
All right.
Becky's all wet. Now sit up, Angie. And there's some soap in there somewhere
Baby
underneath the water.
Sake,
put it back in the dish.
How did you get wet in the bathtub?
No.
Little.
I'm swimming.
I wish you could see how
I think only grandparents could appreciate this tape. It would probably be very loud to anybody else. Okay, who do you want next?
The big fat dolphin that's in the bathtub.
All right, come here, swimmer. Okay, there you go. Mom got you off. Becky, don't touch the recorder, okay? All right.
On those pants she was wearing today, I put red socks on her to match the red turtleneck.
Yeah.
And then it wouldn't maybe look so bad. Those four pants are hitting her halfway between the knee and the ankle, but they're so big, it's unreal.
Bye.
I'm going to have to make all her clothes in the future.
Okay.
She's going to be about three sizes of height.
Let you put the lid down.
In height, I think. I'm going to slap you right here on the tape.
What?
Yeah. Chaser.
Okay, we'll move to another part of the house here. This will give you an idea of what goes on in our routine. Oh yeah, this is catch the kids and put the diapers on the kids while they run around the house. They're playing follow the leader right now, running around without their clothes on here in the front room and dining room. How would you like to have this all the time, all year round? Careful, Angie.
Becky, sit down.
Come here, Beck.
Becky,
come here. Come here. She won't come, Jan.
Well,
okay.
You're a big old 195
pounds. Alright, come here, kid. Watch out. They're going to knock her down. Are you okay?
Is your name Becky?
No.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Becky?
Come here, Becky.
Her
arm is. She's twisting her arm off funny.
Is her arm broke?
No, she's just twisting it funny. Not like the cheesiness. Okay, I'll carry her for you. Okay, there you go.
That bio, my sister's
dead. Hmm. Okay. And
still there. Come on now.
This is quite typical of this time of the evening every night. We'll see how far this microphone can pick up.
It's not very boring.
I'm about 5 feet from it right now. Angie, come over here. Now, come here. I want you to slow down. Okay?
Are you going to say anything more to Grandpa and Grandma?
Yeah.
And the microphone is on, so anything you say, you send to Grandma.
Yeah.
You can talk. She hear you.
She can hear you if you sit over here and at it like that.
She can hear you. No. She can hear you, Angie. Oh. Just go ahead and talk.
Sit down.
Let go. We'll just put that up here, and she can hear us. She can hear us. Now, come on over here.
What do you want to tell her?
Christmas tree
gone.
Christmas tree's gone? Yeah. Downstairs? Yeah. Okay. When am I going to get it out again? Again. I see it.
Tell her
what you walk on while I go.
Stop for
spoon.
Big and little.
Get
her.
I wish that microphone was off so I can tell her what to
tell her.
Did you tell your parents about the weather?
What about the weather? We said
it's below zero.
Yeah, I told them.
Zero.
I had to make Becky a couple more pairs of
More pants.
She was all
pants. So sad.
Mom,
Mommy made Becky a belly pants.
Heavy
pants. Heavy cakes.
Heavy pants.
Heavy pants.
Go party
on my wall.
I can't bet her, Mike. I cannot bet her.
Okay.
Well, hold her up or something.
Okay. Party on my wall.
At Katie's house.
At Katie's house.
Are you going to have fun?
Have fun.
What do you think you'll do?
Okay.
Play with spots outside.
Becky's now got her PJs on, and or actually, which is just rubber pants, diaper, and t-shirt, along with a green, I guess, her pajamas. They're quite heavy.
It's
kind of a plan.
It's called a nightgown.
Nightgown.
I ran down the
street. And she's walking around.
Joanne made it. She's got two. Her boys are, her youngest is two, so she can't pee.
Now it's Angie's turn to get her diaper on.
Yeah, Angie started wetting her diaper when she went to visit her grandma's, and she hasn't stopped, but she was dry two nights in a row, and when she got up, we danced and sang, but then last night, she had another wet one. Is it going to be wet in the morning or dry tomorrow? Is it going to be wet tomorrow or dry tomorrow?
She has insomnia these days, and she's been having to sleep with Jan, and she's such a wiggler that I end up sleeping on the couch. And I got my alarm clock in there, and Jan ends up not sleeping at all. I think I'll just leave my alarm clock in there and until things get better. In the living room. All right, Piglet.
You know who's
going to
stay at the Howard Johnson's? Don't you? The last weekend of January?
Me.
You and me. Your parents can have both of the beds here.
That sounds reasonable.
Wouldn't that be fun night? I'd love to have a night to sleep. That night in Colorado Springs
with
you was nice.
Yeah, Jan came down in Colorado Springs one evening with him. We went out to dinner and then...
Super dinner.
Went on to some friends. Went to a German restaurant down there.
And we got to have an electric bed. That was fun.
Jan put a quarter in the electric bed. Magic fingers.
Twice.
Twice. 50 cents in that machine.
I did it in the morning and the night too.
Yeah.
Surely you did.
Yeah. She sure did. Well, let's see.
It's sort of giving you an idea of what it goes like. It's just like this every night here, really. It's quite wild. So we're going to get them to bed here in just a second, and we'll let you listen in.
she said, where are you? Where are you?
Hi.
Where are you? Can you say night-night? Becky, say night-night.
Say bye. Say bye.
Hi.
Say, I love you, Grandma. Grandpa. Say night-night.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Kiss the microphone.
Okay, Angie's going to bed. Okay, Angie, let me turn the light on so you can get up in bed. Come around down here. Come around down here below the rail. I'll get you in. Come on. Climb on up here. There's your baby.
Okay.
Lie down on that. No, no, I'm not going to read tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to say our prayers.
No.
You're going to get spanking.
No.
Okay. Put your books down. And we'll record our prayer. Yeah, that's all right. You don't need to see.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready for our prayer here? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love Mama.
I love Mama.
I love Daddy.
I love Daddy.
I love Becky.
I love Becky.
I love Grandma.
I love Grandma.
And I love Grandpa.
I love Grandpa.
And most of all.
Most of all.
I love you, Jesus.
I love most of all, Lord Jesus.
In your name I pray.
In your name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. I need to read my book now.
Oh, no, not in the dark.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Now listen, I want you to go to sleep.
Okay.
Be real quiet.
Okay.
Okay. She pledges to be real quiet. We'll see. It sometimes she is and sometimes not.